The state minimum wage is currently $8.73 an hour. The bill endorsed by the House General Affairs Committee increases the rate to $10.10 an hour beginning next January. Burlington Representative Gene O'Sullivan says the increase would affect roughly 20,000 workers in Vermont and would help pump a lot of money into the state economy.
Give these hardworking Vermonters a raise, put $30 million back into the Vermont economy, and save taxpayers $3 million. That's why your committee voted to make this effective in 2015.
Enosburg Representative Cynthia Weed says it's critical to implement the increase as soon as possible.
This raise in the minimum wage is a step in the right direction and will also save the state money in renter's rebate and other state benefits while empowering employees to work with dignity, to support themselves independently, away from state assistance so that they can enjoy a good quality of life.
Burlington Representative Kurt Wright urged House members to phase in the increase over a three-year period. He noted that Governor Peter Shumlin supports this approach.
I think that we're kidding ourselves here. If we think that we can solve the problem of low wage earners by government stepping in simply by increasing the floor of the minimum wage. Mr. Speaker, that's not how it's done. Mr. Speaker, we need to have low wage earners with better job training so they go to better jobs.
Middlebury Representative Paul Ralston was one of a small group of Democrats to support the phase-in plan.
It's been suggested that we are, by raising the minimum wage to $10.10, we're going to pump $30 million into the Vermont economy. And, of course, that's not true. We're going to take $30 million from one part of the Vermont economy and put it into another part of the Vermont economy.
The House defeated the phase-in amendment by a vote of 83 to 63. It's likely that the House timetable will be changed in the Senate. That's because Senate President John Campbell says increasing the rate all at once will put too much pressure on many small Vermont businesses.
But we have a responsibility to this state to keep it viable. And I believe that the pressures, when you weigh it out, balance it out, it would be better to be done over a three-year period.
The legislation also calls for a study to review the impact that a livable wage rate of at least $12.50 an hour would have on the state economy. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.